Mari Miranda,
Chief Editor and Writer for Discount Medical Supplies and your host for DMS Cares Podcast Section.
In our first DMS Cares Podcast, we bring you an interview done by our very own Maria Jose Chavez, who recently spoke to Mike Aitzani about a new innovative app for caregivers called Care Monster, a family-centric app that cares. Let's hear their conversation.
It's not a question. I just like to ask you or just tell me a little bit more about the app.
Yeah, sure. So you've seen the video, right, at this point, and got a little bit of background. So why don't I start telling you a little bit about the inspiration for the app and kind of why we did it, and I think that'll help you understand a little bit better about you know, what it is and what it does. So the app, for us, was a solution to a problem for our family. My family is roughly about 10 to 15, all living within about an hour drive of my great-grandmother. So when you have that type of situation, when you've got family who want to be engaged, they want to know what's going on with their loved ones, but they may not have a good way to communicate with one another, you often run into problems with people not knowing what's going on, who saw your loved one last, who's going to see them next. So the idea for us was, well, how can we get all of our family on the same page without adding some burdensome you know, process to do that? So the solution for us was a quick mobile app you know, that we could open up and quickly update everybody on our latest interaction with mom. So, you know, we created the app about, or the concept of the app came about 18 months ago, and we spent a lot of time working with providers, hospice facilities, nursing facilities, retirement communities, on figuring out, you know, what families needed, other than just us, you know, what other families needed. So, the app went live in October, so about 6 months ago, and you know, we've been getting a lot of traction, getting a lot of interest from folks, a lot of interest from facilities and providers. Essentially, in a nutshell, what the app is you know, it's a quick, simple communication tool for the family to use to keep everybody on the same page, and when that tool is given to families by a provider, there's some big-time marketing potential there for the providers. You know, family, patient satisfaction goes up. So a lot of benefit for a lot of people involved.
And can you tell me a little bit more about you?
Yeah, sure. So I have no background in healthcare.
Okay.
I guess I'm an entrepreneur at heart. But before this, my background, my education are in finance. So, pretty big leap from finance to care. And that kind of came about, just like I mentioned, you know, our family was experiencing this frustration, and being an entrepreneur, I decided to solve that problem. So that's kind of how we came about it. And, you know, my background, again, very different from what I'm doing now, but you know, when you make that leap and you realize what you're doing is having such a positive impact on people's lives, and our mission is that. So I love it. I'm excited to be doing what I'm doing now, even though it's so much different than what I had ever planned on doing before. So it's cool.
Yeah, a big leap, actually.
Yeah, a big leap, that's right.
Feedback from the care homes or the families? Like, what are they saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so we get a lot of feedback from both our providers and families. And part of that is because we have the ability to provide feedback within the app itself. So we get a lot of feedback that way. But also, we've been reaching out to facilities, especially our early adopters, and telling them, you know, we need you guys to help us make this better in the next 6 months, the next 12 months. So the app as it is today is a very simple version of what we think the future is going to be. So it's kind of our first shot, our first version of the solution. mainly designed to help families. But we think as we get feedback from families, you know, what do they want next? You know, we're hearing things like being able to put photos, being able to put videos and visit reports, so that you can, you know, better engage, better document what's happening with your loved one. You know, those fun times, you want to share those memories with everybody. And also from the provider standpoint, how do we make it more interactive? You know, how do we add things that the facility is doing, like events and, you know, special things that they're providing to families or want to encourage people to do? So those kinds of things are going to be the future. So we're getting a lot of good feedback.
Great. That's great. And I think it's really new. It's something different, something out of the ordinary. And actually, it's pretty helpful. I mean, you would think that it's not that there's not much market, but there is. I mean, 4 out of 10 adults now are taking care of an elder, you know, relative. So it's a growing market, if you see it that way. And yeah, I mean, that's how what we saw about this app. It's becoming really important and something that we as a company, you know, would like to explore more. Up to today, how many users do you have?
So we've got, since launch, we've got over 400 downloads.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what that equates to in number of family members using the app or loved ones activated, but we've also got 15 different providers who are using the app and partnering with us, and that equates to about 29 different locations.
Okay. And,
we're seeing that growing pretty fast. So.
And it's all over the U.S. or just to a certain region?
Right now, we've kind of set our focus on just the Ohio area. And that's just, there's no real particular reason for that. That's just where we're located. And other than it's just me doing most of the selling, no real reason why we can't expand nationally. And that's kind of the plan over the next 6 months to try to do that. You know, connecting with companies like yours and trying to spread the message a little bit is the first step.
And actually, are any plans like going internationally maybe in the next year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, when I first started the conversation with you guys, I asked Mari if she had ever heard of Noveza, which is a nursing home in Costa Rica. There's a big nursing facility there. And we had connected with them and talked about offering it to their family. So there's definitely, when you think about it, the problem isn't any different in Ohio, in the United States, and then internationally. It's the same problem everywhere. Families are struggling to try to figure this out, to try to, you know, communicate what's going on with their elderly loved one to the rest of the family. So, you know, we think, you know, once we've got a good handle on what this actually looks like, and we're ready to kind of expand, we think it's going to be a pretty easy leap to go international with it.
I usually participate in tweet chats, you know, for caregivers, for Alzheimer's, for any type of health-related topic. And I usually go into chats for the people in the UK, and I know for a fact that I don't think there's any app over there that does the same thing that you guys. And I think that would be great to bring it to them, because it's a big community over there, and I believe that most of them will be interested, and it would be great to expand it over there. And also, have you thought about making it like more focused on I don't know, like not diseases but conditions, like to have that feature added?
Yeah, so that's a great question. One of the things you notice now about the app is it doesn't change. Your list of options doesn't change for a specific condition. So one of the things we're actually adding right now is the ability to customize your visit report. You know, so the big feature of the app is the ability to create a visit report when you visit your loved one or you talk to them on the phone. What we're going to allow people to do is, given certain conditions, say Alzheimer's or some sort of acute care, maybe diabetes or heart, being able to customize that checklist to better reflect what's going on in their lives at the current moment is going to be a big value add for families, because then they're all paying attention to the same things, they're all reporting on the same things, and those those specific criteria are more applicable to that loved one given their condition. So that is something we're working on right now, definitely.
That's right. And have you thought about, for example, if their parent has Alzheimer's, have you thought about adding a feature to the app saying if you want more information about the disease, here are some articles or here are some more information about it?
Yeah, so we've got kind of two different verticals in our business. One is the idea that we're selling to providers a tool that they can pass out to their families. And then the other vertical is this idea of a family caregiver. So when we go directly to that family caregiver, those people are looking for helpful solutions. So they're looking for medical supplies. They're looking for helpful articles and information. So one of the other things we're working on, too, is actually providing a button in the app that those families can click on and access all different types of things, whether it be home medical supplies or PERS systems, all those things that we know they're going to need and that they're going to have questions about. Let's make sure that they have that information so they don't have to go searching the internet for
it. Yes, that could be really tedious.
I can tell you.
All right, another question. When creating this app, what were the obstacles that you found along the way?
Aside from the fact that I knew nothing about healthcare, I think some of the obstacles, early on were development. I think development is a huge challenge no matter what industry you're in. So we had things to look, finding the right company that knew, not that we just needed a mobile app, but that we needed an app specific to baby boomers. Our typical user isn't going to be a 20-something power user of an iPhone. They're going to be a 40, 60-year-old who may be on their first smartphone who wants some help caring for their aging mother. So, we needed the app to be very simple. It needs a big button, big font, very intuitive, nothing hidden within the app. So finding an app developer that was not only agreed with our vision, but also was able to actually, see it through. The second thing I think that we're still struggling with today is the long-term care industry has kind of a stigma associated with it. And the stigma being that they're a little bit out of touch. That the industry has kind of lacked innovation the past 10 years. So getting people to have a conversation with me about a mobile app, while sometimes it's very easy and they're interested, other times, you have directors and presidents of facilities that are very opposed to change and opposed to technology and things that might, venture into that realm. So getting people to open up a little bit and accept kind of what we're doing and our mission, I think is sometimes a little bit of a challenge as well.
And it's actually, like I said, a growing market. Right now expects to, at some point, care for their parents or care for their uncles or somebody.
We still see this as still very early. We think the opportunity is right now, but it's exactly like you just said. As we go in the next 5 or 10 years, the amount of people available to provide care is going to go down, compared to the amount of people requiring care. So that ratio is changing quite a bit. So people are going to be forced to look for ways to, more effectively care and share that responsibility with the rest of their family members.
Yeah, and as that group is growing, a lot of us are already used to using technology to fix anything in our lives,
right.
I don't know, a to-do list or how to cook something or whatever. It's just, it's right there. It makes life easier somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going the opposite way, what have been the positive things that you can pick from creating this app? What are the top three things that you think are the greatest about opening this app?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost has been my introduction to the industry. coming from the outside in, I never expected to get to meet the people I've managed. This industry is full of people who have the biggest heart, who are only worried about the care of the patient. And that it's been very humbling, to be honest with you. Some of the people I've met have been incredibly humbling, and that's been a really big positive. I think the second thing is our mission is to help families caring for loved ones. You know, whether they're, you know, whether it's an elderly loved one or somebody with a mental disability, that's our mission. When I come to work every day, it feels pretty good knowing that at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to accomplish and that's what I'm trying to do. So that, I think, really, really benefits, you know, it's a really positive thing that makes me feel really good at night. And the other thing is, I feel like I'm, you know, changing or disrupting an industry that hasn't had a lot of change in the past. So that, you know, that feels pretty good too. So that's been a big positive. You know, people are willing to usually sit down and have a conversation, and it feels pretty good to know that I'm having an impact.
Right. And have you participated in like Twitch chats or any other like marketing strategy to get people help?
I haven't done a lot with Twitter or social yet. You know, my first step into that stuff was just trying to get acclimated with it, see how we participate, how we add value there. I think you're right, though. I think, you know, participating in Twitch chats, doing a lot of trade shows, that kind of stuff is going to be a big benefit for us, especially as a company. When you're a new company and you're in a new industry, you know, you need to be participating in the dialogue that's happening around you. So, yeah, definitely going to be something that we're keeping an eye on and trying to explore a little bit more.
Because, well, part of our plan here, it's we're actually creating a like hashtag that's called DMS Cares. And
okay.
We've been looking for hosts for our future tweet chat, you know, a psychologist talking about how hard it is to deal with diabetes, an Alzheimer's specialist, I don't know, we actually have a chiropractor here. So we've been trying to look for people throughout different areas to,
yeah,
at some point, you know, be our hosts for like a feature, either a blog post or a Twitch chat. So I would like to take this opportunity to invite you in the future, you know, to be one of our Twitch chat hosts, and maybe get more of the word out for this great app, because I think hopefully soon, like you said, in the next 6 months, it's going to be, you know,
yeah,
the entire country, but to start getting the word out, to let them be more familiar with it, and knowing that, hey, there's going to be an app that's going to be great for this, and it's going to help me organize, and so.
Yeah, I'd love to participate in that kind of game. It's a really good idea.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Okay. So, Mike, I think I've done with my questions, I hope. So I want to thank you so much for this chat that we had, for this conversation, and I hope the best for this app. I hope it grows bigger and bigger every day, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Are you in Costa Rica?
Yes, we're in Costa Rica. We have a satellite.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'll have to figure out a way to go down to Costa Rica on business or something.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come here. Just let us know, okay, we'll be here.
Alright, thank you. Alright, well, thanks so much. If you have any questions for me, or like you said, if you guys have any ideas on ways we can kind of participate together and things, let me know. I'm open for it, and you know, only a phone call or email away, so.
Alright, so thank you so much again, and I'll be talking to you soon. I'll let you know when the article is out. We'll start to see how we can get this audio recording into the article, like a podcast kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so great. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.